Hi, James. You don't look very happy.
I'm not, Tina. I'm mad. Some people are so rude.
What happened?
A man was in the elevator. I ran toward it. But he didn't hold the elevator for me.
So you had to wait.
Yes, he wasn't very polite.
Did you yell or anything?
No, I didn't. I kept quiet.
I met a rude person this morning, too.
What happened?
I was waiting for my coffee at the coffee shop. A man bumped into me, but he didn't say excuse me.
That wasn't very polite.
And later, the same man walked right in front of me.
Did he say excuse me then?
No, he was too busy looking at his phone.
Using good manners makes people happy. It shows you respect them. Using bad manners can make them mad. But when something bad happens to you, you can still be polite. You don't have to get mad. Yelling or using bad language doesn't help anything. Saying excuse me is also good manners. When you bump into someone by accident, you should say excuse me. When you need to walk in front of someone, say excuse me. Then people will respect you too. Hello there, friends. Thanks so much for joining us today on Let's Talk in English. My name's Pauline. So glad we can learn together.
Hi, everyone. My name is Peter. Are you being polite today? Today's topic is manners.
And today's title is Use Good Manners.
Hey, I had a great time on the show yesterday. Do you remember what happened?
Of course. Yesterday, Taylor and Alex were talking about work meetings. Work meetings can be boring, but you should still go and be polite.
Yes, you can set a good example by listening to everyone and not interrupting. You also shouldn't be looking at your phone the whole time.
Right. But manners aren't just for work. At school, at home, on the bus, at the store, no matter where we are, we should be kind and respectful to the other people we see.
I agree. Well, unless people are rude to you, then that's different, right? Then you can yell at them and say bad language.
Wait, what, Peter? No, just because one person is rude doesn't mean you should be rude too. Don't you know that phrase, two wrongs don't make a right?
Okay, Pauline. Of course, I agree with you too. But it is not easy to be polite all the time.
That's right, especially when someone else is rude. Actually, I think our friends at the office met some rude people today. But before we find out about that, we better learn our key words from Christina. Here she is to help.
Hello, 今天 James 气冲冲地走进办公室说, I'm mad, 我气死了。形容词 mad 就是愤怒、恼火的。Tina 说 ,what happened? 发生了什么事?动词 happen 就是发生。原来 James 急着搭电梯,但是电梯里的人却故意让门关上不等他。Tina 问 James, did you yell or anything? 你有没有吼他或者是什么的?动词 yell 是大声的喊叫。通常是在生气、疼痛或者是激动的情况下喊叫，就会用 yell。Tina 说她早上也遇到很没有礼貌的人，那个人撞到她却没有说 excuse me。excuse me 用来表达抱歉、不好意思、对不起。A man bumped into Tina， 一个男生撞到 Tina。动词 bump 就是撞或碰的意思。后来同一个人就从 Tina 前面走过去，也没有稍微说一声 excuse me。 He walked right in front of Tina。 片语 in front of 就是在什么前面的意思。 那个人真的是很没有礼貌哦。
Hi, James. You don't look very happy.
I'm not, Tina. I'm mad. Some people are so rude.
What happened?
A man was in the elevator. I ran toward it. But he didn't hold the elevator for me.
So you had to wait.
Yes, he wasn't very polite.
Did you yell or anything?
No, I didn't. I kept quiet.
Oh, Pauline, you don't look very happy.
Oh, good. I was hoping you would say that.
What? I'm confused. You're happy that you looked unhappy?
Of course, because I made you say you don't look happy. And that's today's
calendar phrase.
You don't look very happy.
You don't look very happy.
你看起来不怎么高兴。
You don't look very happy.
I have to wash the dishes.
You don't look very happy.
I have to empty the trash.
You don't look very happy.
I have to clean the bathroom.
You don't look very happy.
And you have to help me.
I have to help? Oh, no.
Hey, you don't look very happy.
You don't look very happy.
You don't look very happy.
你看起来不怎么高兴。
Friends, this is an easy and useful calendar phrase to use, although we hope you are happy today.
I'm happy, and you look happy, Peter.
Of course. Who wouldn't be happy on a great day like today?
Oh, well, actually, James isn't looking very happy.
Is James sad?
Actually, no, he's mad. Mad means angry.
Uh-oh, what happened?Why is he angry? Oh, is he mad at Tina?
No. Something happened before he came to the office.
Okay, so what happened?
Well, James walked into a building and started walking to the elevator. The elevator was about to close, so he ran toward it. Thankfully, there was a man in the elevator.
Oh, great. So the man held the elevator for James.
That's the problem.He didn't hold the elevator for James.
Oh, no wonder James was mad. But Rebecca is happy. She really likes that sentence James used. Let's practice it with her now.
Hey, friends. It always makes me smile when I think of you. Well, I have something fun planned for today's Use It.If you want to say that someone didn't do something for someone else, you can use today's use it. For example, he didn't buy the book for me. Or you could say, he didn't sweep the floor for her. So friends, I know that you can do this, so don't be afraid to use it.
Thanks, Rebecca.So the man in the elevator didn't stop the elevator for James. This made James mad.
I can understand that. I missed the bus this morning. There was another one 5 minutes later, but I was still unhappy about it. When you are stressed, little things can really make us unhappy.
Although James isn't just mad because he missed the elevator,He's really mad because the man didn't help him.
Yeah, that does seem rude. The man didn't care that James wanted to take the elevator.
Well, at least that's how it seems. But maybe the man didn't see James. If I'm thinking hard, sometimes I don't see what's happening in front of me.
That's a good point.Did James yell or anything like that?
No, he didn't. He kept quiet, And now, Peter, we have to keep quiet because Christina wants to teach us about this word anything. Christina?
James 想搭电梯，但电梯里的人却关上门没有等他。James 很生气。Tina 问他 ,Did you yell or anything? 有没有吼他或者什么的。句尾的 or anything 很像我们口语会说的或是什么的或之类的。在生活中很好用哦。比如说 ,I didn't call him or anything. 我没有打电话给他或什么的。You don't have to say sorry or anything. 你不必说抱歉或什么的。Do you want a coffee or anything?你要不要一杯咖啡或什么的?
Thanks, Christina. Your teaching is always very helpful.
Now, friends, don't go away or anything. We do have to take a short break, but of course, we will be right back to learn some more together. Right after this.
Welcome back, friends. Pauline, what do you do if someone is rude to you?
Oh, good question. It's hard not to get mad when someone is rude to you.
Oh, so you get mad and yell at them?
No, even when I'm mad, I don't yell. But I try not to get mad. I try to remember that rude people are just unhappy.
Yes, and no one's perfect. We aren't perfect, so maybe we should be kind when others aren't perfect.
I agree. Well, speaking of rude people, Tina also met a rude person today. Let's find out what happened. I met a rude person this morning, too.
What happened?
I was waiting for my coffee at the coffee shop. A man bumped into me, but he didn't say excuse me.
That wasn't very polite.
And later, the same man walked right in front of me.
Did he say excuse me then?
No, he was too busy looking at his phone.
Okay, so before the break, James told us about a rude person on the elevator. Now we find out that Tina also met a rude person this morning.
What happened?
Well, she went to a coffee shop and she ordered some coffee.
Oh, was an employee rude to her?
No, that's not what happened.
Oh, okay, so what happened?
So she was waiting for her coffee and...
Oh, and then was a friend rude to her?
No, that's not what happened either.
Well, what happened?
Well, I'm trying to tell you, okay? So she was waiting for her coffee and then a man bumped into her.
Oh, that's what happened.
Pauline, what does it mean to bump into someone?
Oh, I'm so glad you asked. It means...
Hey, why did you bump into me?
Well, you wanted me to teach the phrase. Now everyone knows what it means. I bumped into you.
Well, most of the time, people don't bump into you on purpose.
That's true. Usually it's an accident.
Yeah, and it happens to everyone. Maybe you are looking at your phone or talking to a friend while walking, and then you accidentally bump into someone.
When that happens, you will say, "Ooh, sorry," or "Excuse me."
Right. But that didn't happen when the guy bumped into Tina. He didn't say, "Excuse me," or anything.
Oh, that is rude.
Right. It's not polite, but that's not all.
Really? What else happened?
Well, later, that same man walked right in front of Tina.
Did he say excuse me then?
Nope. He was too busy looking at his phone. Christina, can you explain what it means to be busy doing something?
Tina 说早上有一个人撞到他也没有说对不起，之后这个人又直接从他前面走过去， 应该是很靠近的那种，也没有说声抱歉。Tina 说 ,He was busy looking at his phone. 他忙着看手机。所以我们要说某个人忙着做某件事，就用 busy doing something。比如 ,She's busy writing her homework. 他忙着写作业。He was busy studying for the test. 他忙着读书准备考试。或者 ,I'm busy making dinner. 我正忙着做晚餐。
Thanks, Christina. We know you're never too busy to help us.
Friends, what would you do if you were Tina or James? How do you feel when people are rude to you?
No one likes it when people are rude, but maybe it can remind us not to be rude on days when we are unhappy or feeling impatient.
Good idea. And speaking of ideas,It's always good to review what we learn together each day. So let's go ahead and do that now. Practice saying these words out loud with us.
Here's your first key word for today. Mad. Mad. He got mad when he broke his computer.
Happen.Happen. You're all wet. What happened?
Yell. Yell. Be quiet. Don't yell.
Excuse me. Excuse me. Excuse me. I need to go out the door.
Bump. Bump. When John stopped, Sue bumped into him.
In front of. In front of. Please sit in front of me. Okay, friends, keep on practicing. Now let's look at our lesson one more time.
Hi, James. You don't look very happy.
I'm not, Tina. I'm mad. Some people are so rude.
What happened?
A man was in the elevator. I ran toward it. But he didn't hold the elevator for me.
So you had to wait.
Yes. He wasn't very polite.
Did you yell or anything?
No, I didn't. I kept quiet.
I met a rude person this morning, too.
What happened?
I was waiting for my coffee at the coffee shop. A man bumped into me, but he didn't say excuse me.
That wasn't very polite.
And later, the same man walked right in front of me.
Did he say excuse me then?
No, he was too busy looking at his phone.
Ginger, how are your manners today?
My monkey manners are good today.
I'm glad. Good manners make me happy.
Really? Why?
Good manners show respect.
Oh, do bad manners make you mad?
Sometimes, but I still try to be polite.
When I get mad, I yell.
Ginger, yelling doesn't help.
Well, that's what monkeys do.
But yelling isn't polite.
You're saying, excuse me, polite?
Yes. When you bump into someone, say, excuse me.
Oh, okay. I'll remember that. I want to have good monkey manners.
Good. Then everyone will be happy.
Yeah, everyone but me.Not easy.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Question Time. a time to ask your questions and get some answers. Today, we're talking about manners. And here to answer our question is Mr. Eddie Kitt. Hello, Eddie. Thanks for being on the show.
Well, thanks for inviting me, Rob.
Eddie, I have a question here from Isabella Ma of New York, New York. Can you help us answer it?
Sure, I would love to try.
Great. Isabella writes, my family is from Taiwan, but I was born in the U.S. My parents are taking me to Taiwan this summer to see my relatives. I want them to like me. What manners should I be careful about?
That's a great question, Isabella. When you go to a different place with a different culture, it is always important to learn about their customs and manners. You want to be polite.
That's right. So what is one thing that Isabella should be careful about?
Well, in Taiwan, it's very important to greet everyone, especially elders in your family.
That's true. So how should Isabella greet everyone? Should she call their names?
Oh, no. In Taiwan, you call relatives by their relationship to you.
Can you give us an example?
Sure. For example, if Isabella meets her father's father, she can call him Ye Ye. If she meets her mother's father, she can call him Wai Gong.
That's good. What if she meets people outside her family?
Oh, well, if it's a formal event, then she should address them as Mr., Mrs., or Miss, and their family name.
So, for example, my family name is Zhang, so she would call me Zhang Xinsheng, which means Mr. Zhang.
Exactly. But if she's in a less formal place, for example, if she meets just her parents' friends, she can call them uncle or auntie.
Right. Uncle is 叔叔 or 伯伯, and then auntie is 阿姨.
Right. Exactly.
I see. Well, thanks for answering our question, Eddie. I learned a lot. I hope you learned a lot too, friends. See all of you next time on Question Time.
Well, friends, when you're learning a new language, you won't always know what's the perfect thing to say to be polite. But don't worry. I think it's the attitude that counts.
Right. If someone sees you're trying, even if they do the wrong thing, they know you're trying to be polite with them. That's what counts.
Right. You can tell when somebody wants to be kind to another person. I know when I first lived in Asia, I didn't know the word for sorry, and I bumped into someone. But they could see on my face, right? Like, oh. So I think sometimes we can use our bodies, and people understand.
That is very true. Well, friends, keep practicing at home. You're doing a great job. And come back again right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.